have to stop a little early today because I have to go on this trip. Okay, and tomorrow Josh Englehart will give the daf, God willing. For people who listen online, I don't think he's putting it online. Rabbi Rosner, ProjectSinai.org. Okay, says the Gemara. We are up to, today's daf is about Metzia, daf Yud Ches. We are up to daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're sort of in the middle of a discussion. In the sense that Rabbi Yochanan had said the following chiddush. He had said that anyone who's toin achar ma'isa beis din lo amar klum, which means that anyone who claims about something that's a takana of beis din that you have to pay, such as paying for mizonos of a wife, paying for ksuba, anything that's a ma'isa beis din that beis din would impose on you, whether you want to pay it or not, if you claim you have paid it already, lo amar klum, you're not believed at all. So the Gemara had questioned that great chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara said it's enough in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if a woman has a get, even though she doesn't have her ksuba on her, as long as she has a get, she can collect her ksuba. Why? Sounds like because ksuba is a ma'aser beis din, and therefore she's allowed to collect it. The husband cannot say, I've already paid it. He's not believed to say he's already paid it. So it's enough in the Mishnah. Why do you need Rabbi Yochanan to come tell me such great chidushim? So the Gemara said, yeah, but you never would have understood that that's what the Mishnah means had you not had Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Right? Had we not removed the shard, you never would have found that pearl that the Mishnah actually means, that someone was telling Achar Maisa Beis and Omer Klum. So the Gemara then questions, what would you have thought the Mishnah means? Meaning the Mishnah is very clear that even though she doesn't have the ksuba, since the ksuba apparently is so important, it's a ma'isa beis din, the husband's not believed to say he paid. What else would we have thought the Mishnah was talking about? So Abaye suggested, we would have thought the Mishnah is dafka speaking in a place where the minig is not to write a ksuba, and therefore the only way a woman could ever collect her ksuba is through the get. But if it were a place where the minig is to write a ksuba, the woman would never be able to collect with anything short of having her ksuba. And therefore, the husband would be believed to say, parati. That's what we would have thought the Mishnah meant had we not had this chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Then Abaye said, that's not really true. Meaning that which I said, that we could have understood the Mishnah as speaking about a case where they don't write a ksuba, is not really true, and I'll tell you why it's not true. Now, the truth is, we learned yesterday, the first reason why Abaye didn't think it was true, we're going to reject that reason, and then we're going to come on a second reason why Abaye did not think that his statement was true, and that's going to be about six lines down on Yilchas Amud Aleph. So the first reason Abaye says that it can't be that we would have thought that the Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write the ksuba, and in a place where they do write the ksuba, only if she has her ksuba she can collect, but if she doesn't have her ksuba she cannot collect. Because Abaye said that's impossible to have such a havamina, because if that were the case, how would an alman of mina erisin ever collect her ksuba? Meaning a girl whose husband dies before nisuin, after they had erisin, she would never be able to collect her ksuba, because she doesn't have a get, right? She's an almana, she doesn't have a get. So what would be her proof? Would be edim of misas habal. But can't the relatives of the husband just say, we paid it already? So he'll say, well, no, that's the point. She's supposed to have her ksuba. At Erisin, we don't write the ksuba yet. So she never had a ksuba written for her. So if you're going to say, in a place where the minig is to write a ksuba, a woman could only collect if she produces the document, if she has the ksuba, what's someone whose husband died after Erisin, before Nisuin, supposed to do? She doesn't have a ksuba. How could she possibly collect? So that's why Abaye says that it can't be that anyone would have ever understood this Mishnah as saying that that in a place where they write a ksuba, you actually need the document of the ksuba in order to be able to collect the money. Then the Gemara just goes on a bit of a discussion, which questions Abaye's rejection in the sense that, how do you know that an Alman Me'erisin gets a ksuba at all? Meaning we're assuming there's some sort of takanas chachamim that even though they haven't written it yet, starting at Erisin, there's a ksuba, there's an assumed ksuba. So says the Gemara, and that's where we left off in the third wide line, or the second wide line rather, Amalei Mark Shisha, Bereid Rav Chista, the Ravashi, V'Alman Me'erisin, Disla Ksuba Min Alman. How do you know that an almana min erisin gets her ksuba? Where's the source for that? Now, the Meretz Chayes just makes a point in terms of stylistic point of the Gemara, and he points out over here that mikan yesh raya de lashon minalan eno munach al inyan asher nilman midvrei Torah omi divrei Kabbalah, that the phrase minalan generally is not something learnt out from Psukim and Tanakh. The phrase minalan is where do I know it in Torah Shebal Peh? Where in Mishnayos and Brisos do I know that this halacha is true? We're not going to try to bring a source to show that there's some sort of din d'oraisa or some sort of din midivrei Kabbalah that this is true, that an almana mina erusin gets a ksuba. We're just trying to bring sources from Mishnayos, and that's Maariv Chayei says that's a rule. The rule is whenever we have the word minalan, it's never trying to go back to the Torah source. It's always just trying to prove that it's acceptable halacha based on Mishnayos and Brisos. So anyway, how do I know that an almana mina erusin gets a ksuba? So it says our possibility number one. Ilema mehaditan. So if you can tell me from the following Mishnah, this armala o nisgarsha. Bein mina erisin, bein mina nisun goves akal, if a woman becomes an almana or she gets divorced, whether it be from erisin, or even whether it's from nisuin, or especially if it's from nisuin, so she's goves akal, she collects everything. So you see from there that an almana erisin collects the ksuba. Says Gemara, no, dilma hecha de kasavla. Maybe that's speaking in a case where he went out of his way and he wrote a ksuba. But typically, at erisin, you don't write a ksuba. And maybe she would not collect if you didn't actually write a ksuba. Of course, you can always write a shtar that says you owe money. So in this case, the guy happened to love his wife so much, and he was so excited to marry her, he decided to write a ksuba much earlier than he had to. So he wrote a ksuba already from erisin. So in that case, she's going to collect. But still, you don't see from here that an almana min erisin always gets a ksuba payment, even when one was not written. But if you're going to say, wait a second, if you're talking about a case where the guy went out of his way to write a ksuba for her, then what's the great chiddush that she collects a ksuba? Of course she collects a ksuba. He wrote one for her. Why shouldn't she collect it? No, maybe the chiddush is lafukim to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to tell me not to say like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Meaning, even if he writes a ksuba from Erisin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it doesn't take effect unless they get married. Meaning, it may take effect retroactively to the time he wrote it, but why is he writing a ksuba? Stam, because he likes her? No, if let's say he found out that for whatever reason he could not marry her. Let's say halachically or something, he's a Kohen and she's a Gioris or something. And he finds out that he could not marry her. So he may like her very much, but he's not going to write her a ksuba. He's only writing her a ksuba not because of the erisin that they did. The erisin is just the first step. He's writing her a ksuba so that they can have nisuin. And if they never have nisuin because one of them dies, so that's it, because he dies, so then he never intended for his property to go to her, for his money to go to her. So that wasn't part of the intention. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, is to say not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if he writes a ksuba min erisin, the ksuba is effective min erisin, whether he gets married or not. So that's the chiddush. But still, the case is still only, she's only going to collect her ksuba if he actually wrote one. There's no standard takana that from erisin you get a ksuba. So that's why we need Isrichale, that's why we need the chiddush to tell me, we need the Mishnah to tell me that an almana mina erisin gets a ksuba when he wrote one for her. But still, we don't see anywhere from this Mishnah that an almana mina erisin gets a ksuba when he did not write one for her. Deikanami, and it's meduyuk in the Mishnah itself that we're dafka talking about a case where he wrote a ksuba for her after erisin. Deikatani, because look at the words it uses when it describes that she collects her ksuba. It says gova es hakol. She collects everything. So what does that mean? Everything. Iyam bishlama de kasavla hainu de katani gova es hakol. So if you're going to say that he wrote her ksuba, so now I understand what it means. Everything, that whatever he wrote into the ksuba, he could write Tosefis, he could write whatever he wants into the ksuba. Eli yamrit to lo kasavla, but if he didn't write a ksuba, and we're just relying on the fact that that there's a tanai beisdin, that there's mana for an almana and masayim for a basula, and we're just assuming that there's a standard fee for a ksuba at the time of erisin, then my gova es hakol. Why would we use the phrase goves hakol, she collects everything? Manu masayim hu de isla. It's not everything. She collects 100, she collects 200, depending on her status as an almana or as a basula. But it wouldn't be that she would collect everything. So you see that it's meduyok that Mishnah is dafka talking in a case where the guy wrote a ksuba for her. But if he did not write a ksuba, as far as we know, we don't have any proof whatsoever that there's an automatic ksuba min erisin, that it's an automatic chiyuv to have a ksuba min erisin. So says Abaye, no, so ve'ela, so rather, where is the source that an almana min erisin gets a ksuba? From the following. Miditani Reb Chiya Barami, Ishto Arusa. If a man's wife is an Arusa, meaning the man had, and the woman had erison with each other, but they did not yet have Nisuin, Lo Onein Velo Mitamela. He does not become an Onein on her when she dies, nor, assuming he's a Kohen, is he allowed to become Tame to her. Normally, a Kohen is allowed to become Tame to the Zion Krovim. One of them is his wife. But this woman is not considered his full wife yet in regards to the halacha that a kohen is allowed to become tameh to her. Why? Where do we exclude him from the halacha of becoming tameh? V'lo metamela, says Rashi, im kohenu d'chsiv ki im l'she'ero v'hainu ishto. Pasuk uses dafka the word l'she'ero to describe the relationship between the husband and wife when it talks about becoming tameh to her. And v'hai lav she'eruhu d'lo bo'u adayin l'dekiruv basar. She'ero implies that there's physical intimacy. And at the time of Erison, there's not yet any physical intimacy, or at least not yet on a consistent basis. It could be that he was Makadish with Bia, so there was physical intimacy once, but still it doesn't allow them to live together from now on. It's only when they have the Nisuin that they're allowed to live together. So since there was no physical intimacy yet, so therefore he's not allowed to become Tame to her. The Rashash says that the Diuk really shouldn't be from She'ero, because Rashash brings a Raya that She'ero, in fact, includes an Arusa as well, right? If you look at the Rashash commenting on this, Rashi says that that b'chidushe laharama milchzishus. He says I explained in my chidushim that to the Rambam and Hilchzishus. Hevesi rayos to be'erus in nikra gamkein she'er. He says over there I brought a lot of rayos that an arusa is also called she'er, against what Rashi is saying over here. Right? Rashi says that only if you're yavni suin is it called she'er. He says v'hacha. So over here, how do we know that an arusa that you don't become tame to your arusa? V'hacha d'mimay la arusa lav mi she'eru l'chudei. No, it's not from the word she'ero alone that we darshan, that a man, a kohen, does not become tame to his arusa. El midichsiv gabei hakarove lav. Pasuk says, l'she'ero hakarove lav. It's that extra phrase, hakarove lav, that we darshan it from. And he says, that's beferish that way in the Torah's Kohanim in Parshas Emor, in the Medrash in Parshas Emor, and in the Rif in Hilchos Tumah, and Yerushalmi. He says, it's very clear that that it's the phrase hakarov, that dafka hakarove lav, as opposed to his arusa, who may be she'ero, but she's not hakarove lav yet. Either way, point is, a Kohen cannot become tame to his arusa, v'chein hi, and his arusa also, lo anenes, if the husband dies, she does not become an onin on him, v'lo metamelo. What does that mean, v'lo metamelo? Right? In the flip side, it meant that the kohen is not allowed to become tamei to her. But the woman, the isha, she has no iser of becoming tamei. A female kohen has no iser of becoming tamei to anybody, to a mace. So what does it mean, v'lo metamelo? So Rashi says, lav mishum kuhuna kamar. No, this isn't about kuhuna anymore. Dein kohanos musharos alatuma, because kohanos are not musharos alatuma. There's no iser for a female kohen to become tamei d'chsiv. B'nei Aaron, Pasuk says b'nei Aaron, and it means b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. It means she's not mechuyev to become tameitim. Normally, a husband is mechuyev to take care of his wife's burial, a wife is mechuyev to take care of husband's burial, and you know, relatives have to take care of each other. Over here, she has no chiyuv to become tamei to him. Lo kohenes v'lo yisraelis, she mitzvah l'sasek b'shiva meisei mitzvah hamur b'parsha. Typically speaking, there's a mitzvah to take care of your seven relatives. D'chsiv lo yitama. Where's the mitzvah in the Torah? Because the Torah says lo yitama, that when you have a relative, a sister, the Torah's talking about, so lo yitama, the kohen should become tamei to her. So there's a machlokas at the beginning of Masechet Sota. Is lo yitama mitzvah or is lo yitama reshus? When we say that the kohen should become tamei to his relative, does that mean he's allowed to become tamei to his relative? Or no, he's mechuyev to become tamei to his relative. So Rashi understands it means he's mechuyev to become tamei to his relative. And it doesn't mean only the kohen is mechuyev to become tamei to his relative. It means even a kohen is mechuyev to become tamei to his relative, but everyone else certainly is mechuyev to become tamei to their relatives. So the chiddush over here, v'lo metamelo, that the woman does not become tamei to the husband, is not that she's not allowed to become tamei to her husband, but that she's not mechuyev to become tamei to her husband. That's v'lo metamelo. And that itself is a chiddush, the fact that the pasuk lo yitama was only said by a kohen. Right, so one could have argued that the mitzvah is dafka on a kohen, because the kohen is the only one that needs a mitzvah to become tamei to his relatives, because he's so used to trying to not become tamei. So the Torah has to give extra zehirus that no, you got to be careful to dafka become tamei to a relative. But for Yisrael, one might have argued there's no mitzvah. So, but Rashi's understanding not that way. That lo yitama is a mitzvah for everybody. It's a mitzvah even for a kohen, but kal v'chomer it's a mitzvah for everybody else to become tamei to a relative. Mesa, if the woman dies, eino yarsh, the husband doesn't yarshin her. All that was just to introduce the following line. Mes hu, if the husband dies after erisin, govuk subasa, she collects her ksuba. Wait a second, it's only erisin. So what do you see from here? That an almanim in erisin gets a ksuba. Says Gemara, no, not a raya at all. Dilma de kasovla. Maybe again, over here also, we're talking about a case where he wrote her a ksuba. Typically, she wouldn't get a ksuba, but he wrote her a ksuba, so that's why she's going to get one. So we're going to ask the obvious kasha, wait a second, if he wrote her a ksuba, then what's the big chiddush? Of course she collects her ksuba. So says Gemara, you're right, that line is not a chiddush. Mesa inu yarsha tzrichale. The whole chiddush of that whole brisa that we just quoted, or whatever it was, a brisa mishnah that we just quoted, the whole chiddush was the line that if she dies, he doesn't yarshin her. But inu chinami, the line about her collecting ksuba is not a chiddush, because of course she's going to collect it. He wrote dafka a special ksuba for her, so of course she's going to collect the ksuba in that case. So bottom line is, we have no raya that an almana minerison actually gets a ksuba. Wait a second, so what does that do for us in the grand scheme of things? Abaye had said, we never could have had a hava mina, that the Mishnah about a woman collecting a ksuba by bringing her get to Beis Din, we never would have had a hava mina, that's only talking about in a makom she'en kosvin ksuba. But in a makom she'kosvin ksuba, you need the actual ksuba, because if that were true, then an almanah min ha'erusin would never be able to collect her ksuba. So the Gemara just proved through that who says an almanah min ha'erusin does collect the ksuba. So therefore, Abaye, that which you're saying, that you never would have had such a hava mina, it's not necessarily true. Maybe Yitaka would have had such a hava mina, that the case of a woman collecting a ksuba by producing her get is only in the case makom she'en kosvin ksuba. So Abaye says, if I'm going to backtrack on my initial raya, it's going to have to be from a different place. It's not going to be from this kasha of how would an almana min ha'erusin ever collect a ksuba? Ella Abaye migufa de masnisin kadabe. So Abaye says, take two. Rather, the reason why he changed his mind from his initial raya was from the mission itself. If you want to tell me that we're supposed to understand that Mishnah, Tadaf could be talking about a case where you don't write a ksuba, again, the Mishnah that says that a woman could collect a ksuba just by producing a get. You want to tell me that that's only in a place where they don't write a ksuba, the get, hainu ksubasa, and therefore the get serves as her ksuba, because the minig is in that place not to write the ksuba, so all she has to prove is that she's divorced, and then she can collect her ksuba. Atu get manam asayim ksivbe. What? And again, it says how much money? It says how much money she's entitled to? What do you mean, get hainu ksuba? It can't be. It can't be that a get serves as a ksuba. The get doesn't say any dollar amounts. The chitayman, if you'll say, yeah, but kiven to tekin rabbanon lemikvala, kemand ksiv beidami. Since the rabbanon were masakin that you should collect with it, so it says, if it says mana masayim in it, litan vlema parati. Why can't the husband just say, I paid it already? What's to stop him from saying he paid it already if there was never a shtar ksuba to begin with? And if you'll say, well, no, we tell him, if you already paid it, then you should have ripped up the get, right? Then there shouldn't be a get anymore if you already paid the ksuba. Amarlan, the husband could just as easily tie it back to us, lo shav kasan, she wouldn't let me rip it up. I wanted to rip up the get, but she wouldn't let me rip it up because she had a very valid taina. Amra, she had said, ba'inalin suvibe, she wants to get remarried. And if she wants to get remarried, she's going to have to prove that she's divorced. So I couldn't rip it up, because then she's going to be in aguna. She's never going to be able to get remarried. And if you'll say, no, maybe we should tie it back to him, you still should have ripped it up, and then you should have written on the back of the get that this get is not ripped up because it's a pasul get. Shitaka is divorced. It's nothing to do with why it was ripped. It was only ripped to stop her from collecting a second time her ksuba with this get. So that's what you should have done, right? Why is the get still totally intact? So says Gemara, Azu called the Magvi Bedina Magvi. But every time a woman collects a ksuba, she does it in Bezdin, meaning to do such a thing, to rip it in the proper way and write a whole kuntros on the back of the get. So you need a Bezdin to help you with that. Not every time someone pays a ksuba are they doing it in Bezdin. So you can't have a taina to him that the get should have been ripped up. Now the Chachmas Menoach asks over here, wait a second, the Gemara had a Havamina that you have to rip it up and write on the back that the reason it's ripped is because it's not because it's an invalid get, but because she's already collected. So the Chachmas Menoach in the back of the Gemara says, Nir Be'enai Velo Sagi Le Belo Kriya Im Kosev Lav Dolo Tigva Be'zim Nachriti. Why rip it up then? Once you're writing on the back of the get that it's a valid get, but it's already been paid, can't you just take a big paid stamp and stamp it right on the back of the get? Why do you need to rip it up first also? What's the point of ripping it up? So he says, no, it's not enough to not rip it up, because when it's just ink written on the back, it's pretty easy to smudge the ink, to remove it, to do something with it. Now, so it wouldn't be enough if to just put the ink, to just put the stamp that it was paid already, because then she could mess around with that ink, make sure it gets smudged enough that people can't make out what it says, and she'll be able to produce the get, and she'll be able to collect with it. But once it's ripped up, it's in her best interest to not smudge the ink. Right, because if she smudges the ink and she brings a ripped up get, so Basin is going to say, you can't remarry with this. This is a ripped up get. As far as we know, it's a get puzzle, and that's why it was ripped up. So therefore, it's in her best interest to keep the get intact, and that's why she's able to. And that would be what you would need to do if you don't want her to collect with it a second time. That was all the Havamina, but then the Gemara says, no, it can't be that we expect Osman to do that, because not everyone goes to Beis Din when it comes time to collect the get. Just backtracking a little bit, the Tosfos. The Gemara had dealt with this issue of how we know an Almana Me'erusin gets a ksuba, or if we know that an Almana Me'erusin gets a ksuba. Now that we finished the Gemara, it seems that the conclusion of the Gemara is that an Almana Me'erusin does not get a ksuba, because we looked for sources that tell us that an Almana Me'erusin gets a ksuba, and we came up empty. Right? We tried twice, and we came up empty. So says Tosos, in the bottom Tosos on Yud Zayin and Beis, in the second line, Umikol Makom Emeshu Da Arusa Yesh La Ksuba, Afilu Lo Kasavla. He says, even though we came up empty finding sources that she does get her ksuba, and we didn't find any sources that say that, but still she does. Meaning the halacha still is that she does. How do I know? Kedemuchach Parakomer, he says, there are gemaras that imply that she does. We just couldn't find the source in the Mishnah, but it seems clear from gemaras that she does. The gemara says in Kiddushin, Dekamar hi omeres kidashtani, v'hu omer lo kidashticha. If the woman claims that she was mekudeshes, that she was married to a guy, and the guy says, no, I was never mekadesh you, he's allowed to marry her relatives because he claimed he was never married to her. V'im nosan get me'atzmo, kovnos ovenosan l'ksuba. But if he gives her a get on his own, then we force him to pay her ksuba. Now, one second. That's talking about a case, kidashtani, kidashticha. There was no nisuin there. There was only erisin. And you'll tell me, no, maybe he wrote her a ksuba there? No, there's no way he wrote her a ksuba, because what's his whole taina? That I was never Makadisher. So if he's tiny, he was never Makadisher, obviously he never wrote a Ruksuba. So you see from that Gemara, just stumbled the Gemara assumes that an Almana Mina Erisin does in fact get a ksuba, even though the Gemara is unable to prove it from a Mishnah. And he has a Gemara and ksubas also, that implies we don't have time to go into it, but Tosos has a number of rayas that's the case, that an Almana Mina Erisin in fact does get the ksuba. Okay, he just says that the Gemara element the Kanin or what's a lochiach element brisa min Mishnah v'lomin memros hamorayim, meaning there is no shortage of memras and hamorayim that prove that an alman minerus gets a ksuba, but that's not what we're interested here. We're interested in here bringing rayas from brisas or mishnas, and that we don't have. We don't have any rayas from brisas or mishnas. Okay, new Mishnah yudchasam alav matza gitei nashim shechurei avadim datike matana v'shovrin. If you find on the street a get, or shechurei avadim, a shtar shechur for neved, or datike matana, a deed for a gift, or v'shovrin, receipts, hareza lo yachzi, don't return it. Why? That maybe they wrote them initially with the plan of going through with the transaction, and then they never actually went through with the transaction, so you're going to be providing somebody with false proof. So don't go and return it, because you're going to be providing somebody with something that they should not rightfully have. Says the Gemara, Taima, Denim Lach Shalolitnan, Ha'amar Tanu, Nosna Filuzman Meruba. Sounds like the reason why you don't return it is because the person who would become chayiv based on the document you have says that you should not return it. But if they were to approve of returning it, meaning let's say you find a get and the husband says, yeah, it's true, we were divorced, you can give it to her. We actually got divorced, that get was valid, it's fine. So then it sounds like you can return it, va'afilu lizman meruba, even much, much later, even if it's much later than the time that the get was written. So it says in Mar Urminhu, but we have a stira. Hamevi get vavenemenu matzul the alter kasher im lav pasul. If you bring a get and it gets lost, if a person brings a get and it gets lost, right? A shliach la'olacha brings a get and it gets lost. If it's found immediately, it's kosher. If it's not found immediately, it's pasul. So what do you see? That after zman meruba, it's no good anymore. Yet in our mission, it sounds like that zman meruba, it's okay. So in terms of the alter kosher, it says Tosos afilu abay dechayish l'trei Yitzchak, because even if you can be choshesh of two people that have the same name and maybe the get that you found is written for a different guy, afilu hechad l'huchzak. Even when you don't know of a second guy who has the same name as you, beget shematzu li'alter lo chayish, by a get that you find immediately, we're not worried. The hasan avi kamel zman meruba lo shayach hasan li'alter, meaning the only time Abaye is concerned that there's a second guy with the same name is when it's like a case of zman meruba, when it's at least it's possible that that guy has come into the picture at some point. But over here, it's literally you lost a get. 10 minutes later, you found it. What are the chances that you found a get of the other guy who happens to have the same name as you at that time? So, but either way, the point is, the kasha of the Gemara is, li alter, can you, after Zman Meruba rather, can you return it or can you not return it? So, Amar Abba lo kasha, kan b'makam shar shiaros mitzuyos, kan b'makam shena shiaros mitzuyos. It depends how many people pass by this area. If lots of people pass by this area, you're not allowed to return it because you have to assume that maybe this get dropped from somebody else over a long period of time. But if it's a very low traffic area, then you can assume that it was your get. And even in a case where lots of people pass by, and we're therefore hesitant, we're therefore nervous that maybe it fell from somebody else, we're only so nervous. It's only if we know of somebody else who has the same name as you. It's only if we know of somebody else who has the name Yosef ben Shimon in that city. Because if it's not, meaning essentially, if we're not going to return it, you need two things. To not return it, it needs to be a place that's high traffic, and you know of somebody else that has the same name as you. Because if you don't say that you need both of those things in order to refrain from returning it, kasha deraba adaraba, then we'd have a question, a stira in Rabba himself. Why? There was a get that was found by the Bezdin of Rav Huna that was written in it in Shviri Masa. Masa means a place. You always write in a get. It's a question when you put Masa before the name of the city, when you put it after. But Shviri Masa, in the town of Shviri, Dal Rachis Nahara, on the river Rachis. You always use landmarks in describing the cities by a get. You say where the city is located based on the local river or whatever. So that's what they found the get. So Amar Rav Huna says, how can I use this get? Chayshinu l'shnei shviri. Maybe there are two shviris. Unbelievable. Two shviris that are both al rachas nahara. Right? Maybe there are two towns of shviri that both happen to be on a river called the river Rachis. So we're choshish for two shviris. And therefore we're worried that this may not be the get of the guy who we think it belongs to. So Rav Chis told Rabba, you better look into this matter because Rav Huna is going to discuss it with you in the morning. So Rabba did some research and he found it, that we have a Mishnah, call Maisa Bezdin Reze Yachzir, that whenever you find a Maisa Bezdin, you're allowed to return, it's supposed to return the Maisa Bezdin. So that's what Rabba held. Rabba held you're supposed to return it in this case. But wait a second. If Rabba holds that you refrain from returning something, b'makom shashiros mitzuyos, if you found it in a high traffic area, so then why would he hold you're supposed to return it over here? V'habedina d'Rav Huna d'chi makom shashiros mitzuyos tami. Rav Huna's Beis Din had a halacha of a high traffic area. So why would he say that you're supposed to return it over here? V'kapash Rabba d'yachsin. Rabba still says you're supposed to return it. So what do you see? That Rabba never said that a high traffic area alone is enough of a reason not to return it. No, you needed a high traffic area, plus you have a chazaka that there are two people of the same name. Only if it's huchzak that there are two people by the same name, plus it's a high traffic area, that's when you don't return it. Otherwise, anything short of that, you would return it. If you look at the top Tosfos, Chashin and Lashnei Shviri were Choshesh. Rav Huna thought that we should be Choshesh that there are two towns of Shviri. Vim Tamar in came Rav Huna Hechi Garish Kaladim Esishol the Rameir Deinu Melchiach Mitocho. Given the Chashin and Lashnei Shviri, how could you ever be Megarish a woman if you're always Choshesh for Shnei Shviri? I mean, you're always whatever you write in the get, you're always going. No one's ever going to be able to prove that their get is theirs because it always might be somebody else's because there might be another town, there might be someone. So how could you ever get divorced? So says Tosfos Yeshlomar Kivan to Lo Huchzuku Have a Shaper Mochiach Mitocho Umikal Makom Kishen Nafal Cheshinan. Meaning the only problem, the only time we're ever going to be concerned that there's another Shviri is when the get was lost for some time. But if it was never lost, we're not going to be Choshesh that the get that you have, you happen to discover it somewhere or whatever, stole it from somebody or picked it up somewhere along the way. No, if it was never lost, and we don't know that this get was ever lost, it was just in the woman's hands the whole time. So then we're not going to start being Choshesh for Shnei Shviri. We're not going to start being Choshesh that there are multiple towns of that name. Now on the line of Hushu Huchzuku, Tosus on the bottom of Yud Chesem and Aleph. So we said that it's only if it's Huchzuk that there are two Yosef and Shimon's. Vim Tomer, my time Yachzor Leisha. Kivan Sheyesh Shnei Yosef and Shimon Beir. How can you return it to the woman if their taka is a chazaka that there are two Yosef and Shimon's in the city? So he says Vyeshlomar Kivan Shanu Yodim Shez. Meaning, point is, we said the only way you're not going to return it is if it's both a high traffic area and Huchzak that there are two Yosef and Shimon's. So that implies if it's just Huchzak that there are two Yosef and Shimon's, then you can return it to the woman. Ask Tosos, what? How do you know that it belongs to her? Maybe it belongs to the other guy. So it says Tosos, Kivan Shanu Yodim Shezeh Ovet Get Kan, Ein Lachos Shegam Ha'achar Iveid, Kivan Shein Sheyos Metzuyos. Meaning the point is, yes, there is another guy by the same name, but I know that Yosef ben Shimon number one lost the get. I don't know anything about Yosef ben Shimon number two. What are the chances that in the same basic time frame, Yosef ben Shimon number two also lost the get, also divorced his wife, and the get also happened to have gotten lost? So it's not enough to just be huchzuk that there are two Yosef ben Shimons. So that's not enough to refrain from returning it. It's dafka if you have both elements, that it's two Yosef ben Shimons and it's sheyos mitzuyos. In fact, says the Gemara, Avad Rabba Uvda beikisna bepumbedisa kishmaite, that Rabba actually paskind based on his psak halacha that you only refrain from returning it when you have both of those issues. If you have only one of them, either sheyos mitzuyos or Huchzuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, then you have no reason not to return. You can go ahead and return it. So the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, by Bei Kisna, which factor did he have, which didn't he have over there? Meaning the Gemara says, Abaye acted on his psak, that he returned Gittin when he didn't have both of these factors. Well, which one did he have, which one didn't he have? So Ikadamri, Hech de Mezavni Kisna, Vushalo Huchzuk Avagav de Shkichin Shayarta. Some say it's a place where they sell Kisna, which means that it's a place where it must have not been that it's Huchzak with two people with the same name, but it is a place that's a high traffic area. V'ikadamni, and others say, no, it's Hecha Detarukis, and it's a place where they soak flax. It's not a place where they sell it. And that's not high traffic at all. It's very smelly when they soak flax. People don't want to be around there. And there's no reason for people to be there when in the factory that produces it. So V'yavagav the Huchzaku Deloshkicha Shayaros. And the point was, it was a place where it was Huchzak that there were two people of the same name, but it was not a high traffic area, and that's why he returned it. Rabbi Zeru Rami Masnisna Braiso Mashani. Rabbi Zera asked a stira between a Mishnah and Braisa, and then he answered the stira. What's the stira? He asked, Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hamevi get vavadim menu, matzal lialta kasher, vimlav pasal. If you bring a get and it gets lost, if you find it immediately, it's kasher. If you don't find it immediately, it's pasal. Uraminhi, but he asks a stira, matzal get isha bashok. When you find a get isha in the market, bizman shabal moda yachzer li isha, eina bal moda lo yachzer lo lezev lo lezeh. So if the husband is moda, then you return it to the woman. If the husband is not moda that he wrote that get and that it's a kosher get and that he wants to be and that he was divorced with it, then you don't return it to anybody. So it says Tosos Afagav Dinamenes Lomakirashtani. The Gemara in Gittin says a woman is believed to say that she's divorced. It says Hacha Inanamenes to me Izapana Kivin Da Get Mesayeya. Why is a woman believed to say she's divorced? When a woman says Girashtani, why do we believe her? Because she wouldn't have the chutzpah to go to a husband who never divorced her and just say, you divorced me, we're divorced. But when she has some semblance of a raya to back her up, then that will provide her with the extra push that she needs, with the extra chutzpah that she needs in order to make such a claim. So when there's a get right here, so then she'll have the chutzpah to lie about such a thing. So that's why we don't return it to anybody. If the husband is not moda, we don't return it to anybody. But katanim, yes, but what do we see? Bizman shabal moda yachsu lishav afil lizman meruba. So Bezer says, you see, it's a stira, that even lizman meruba, if the husband says return it, you return it to her. So isn't that a stira between the Brisa and the Mishnah? Do you or do you not return it when it says man meruba? So Mishani Rabbi Zera answered, it all depends how high a traffic area it is. If it's a high traffic area, then you would not return it. If it's a low traffic area, you would return it lizman meruba. So what did he mean by that? High traffic area and there's a chazaka that there are two people of the same name? Or a high traffic area is enough of a reason not to return it, even if there's no chazaka that there are two people of the same name? Rabba, we know what he held, right? When it came to Rabba, we know that he required, if you're not going to return it, it needs to be both a high traffic area and a chazaka of two people of the same name. What about Rabbi Zeira? What does he hold? So ikadami v'huchshu huchsu kudalona hadar v'hainu d'rabba. Some say he holds like Rabba, that it has to be a high traffic area and there's a chazaka there, two people of the same name. Ikadami afalgav d'lo huchsu kudalona hadar upliga d'rabba. And some say, no, he only requires one or the other. That either it be a high traffic area or it be two people of the same name, that would be enough to stop, to not return it. And he disagrees with Rabba. So says Mar Bishlam, Rabba Lomar Krabi Zeira. So let's assume they argue for a second. So I understand, even not assuming they're arguing, how did Rabba arrive at his conclusion? He has to steer between our Mishnah and the case of Zman Meruba and the Brice of Zman Meruba. So Bishlam Rabba Lama Krabi Zera, I understand why Rabba wanted to ask the steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah about Zman Meruba. Masnisa Limalakshuya. He'd rather ask a steer between two Mishnayas than between a Mishnah and a Brisa. El Rabbi Zera my time Lama Karaba. If Rabbi Zera agrees with Rabba and he has the same steer to ask, why does he ask a steer between a Mishnah and a Brisa rather than between the two Mishnayas? So Amar Lecha, Mika Tani Ha Amar Tanu Nosam Fil Zman Meruba. So Rabbi Zeira didn't want to ask as a steer from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah never really says that you give it back after Zman Meruba. That was only a diuk in our Mishnah. Dilma Hamar Tanu Nosam Liolim Kedekayim Lom Lialter. Maybe if the husband says to give it back, our Mishnah only means you give it back if it's Lialter, but not after Zman Meruba. Never says explicitly in our Mishnah that you give it back Zman Meruba. Fine, that's why Rabbi Zeira didn't want to say like Rabba. He didn't want to ask the Kasha from the place Rabbi asked the Kasha. Let's assume for a moment that Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi disagree, that Rabbi only says don't return it if it's high traffic and you have a chazaka Shnei Yosef, whereas Rabbi Zeira would say no, high traffic alone is enough of a reason not to return it. If they are arguing, what are they arguing about? So Rabba Savar Diktani Kol Maisa Bezdin Areza Yachzir Dishtakach BeBezdin Askin. And when it says that you return every Maisa Bezdin, it means if it's found in Bezdin. Ubezdin Kemakom Shah Shayaros Mitsuyos. And Bezdin is a place where Shayaros Mitsuyos Vuhu Shah Huchsuku. And that's only if it's Huchsuku that you have two people of the same name, that lo yachsir, that you wouldn't return it. Lo huchsuku yachsir. But if it's not huchsuk, that you have two people of the same name, you would return it. Rabbi Zeira Amar Lachan, Rabbi Zeira would say, no, mi katani kol maisa bezin shenimtsu bibezin? Does it say any maisa bezin that's found in bezin, which is by definition a high traffic area, that's where you don't return it if you have a chazaka that there are two people that have the same name? No. Kol maisa bezin yachsir katani, just as a maisa bezin. Doesn't say anything about where you found it. Maybe only if it's talking about where you found it outside in a low traffic area. But the fact alone that there are two people that have the same name, that alone is enough of a reason not to return it. One or the other is enough of either high traffic or two people the same name. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Kagon to Ka'amri Eid Me'olam Lo Chasamnu El Al Get Echel Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, now the case might be that the Eidim are saying we never signed on more than one get that has the name of Yosef Ben Shimon. And that's why you don't have to be choshesh that it maybe is the get of somebody else. So Frank Gemara Yehachi Ma'al Le'Meimer, then what's the big chiddush? Of course you would return it. So it says Gemara, no, Ma'al Detem Lechash Dilma Yisrami Shema Kishma Ve'Eidim Ka'Eidim. I might have thought that maybe there are other Edom that have the same names as these Edom. So these Edom, you're right, they're telling the truth. They only signed on one get that has the name of Yosef ben Shimon, and it's this Yosef ben Shimon. But maybe there are Edom somewhere else that have the same exact names as these Edom who signed on a get that has the same names as the same husband and same wife somewhere else. And this is the get that we found, and therefore you wouldn't return it. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I got to get going. Tomorrow, Josh Englert will give the daf on Daf Yutes, and I'll be back, Be'ezras Hashem, on Friday.